regarding the halacha of Suda Mafseket, the halacha is that anybody that eats basar, basar includes also not only from animal, also chickens, that basar maluach, basar uf, bichlal ha'isur, is absolutely prohibited afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. I mean, that means already from after Chatzot, it would be Meikar Adin. The fact that we don't have 9 days basar and basar uf, it's the idea of minhag. The minhag is not to have. But Meikar Adin halacha prohibits to have meat Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzot onwards. Meat includes also chicken as well, and also lishtad yayin as well. That would be against the halacha to drink and to eat basar during that time. And it says, "Kol ha'ochel basar v'shoteh yayin b'sudam hamsekeh erev tisha b'av." In the afternoon of Tisha B'av, erev Tisha B'av, if a person eats basar or yayin, says the pasuk applies to him v'tehi avonotam al atzmotam. That the avonot that they are doing should be on their own atzamut, which is on their own bones, which is, as that means, in other words, it's absolutely prohibited, as I mentioned. Regarding nowadays that they have a lot of different items that looks like, let's say, cold cut, but in reality it's absolutely parv. So what would be the halacha? Being that it's made out of soya beans, so what is the halacha regarding that? So Rabbi Vadia says, being that nowadays it's absolutely famous, and everybody knows that there is such a thing as looks like a hamburger, but in reality it's parv. Looks like a cold cut, but in reality it's parv. So it says, "Lo yavo lachashto." Nobody will come to suspect you. So therefore, there is no issur of chashad, and there is no issur of maridain. That means there are two different aspects. When it comes to somebody doing something that it seems not correct in the eyes of other people, either they come to suspect you that you're doing an avera, or they might imagine, since you're doing it, it must be correct for us to do it also. So that means these are the two different aspects. Either they're going to suspect you to do that you're doing an avera, a sin, or since you do it, so we could also do it. But this guy is eating parv, he's not eating meat. So the bottom line, nowadays everybody knows that there is such a thing as cold cuts being parv, so the chashad exists, not maridain exists. None of them exist, so it's halachically is allowed for a person to have it. The bottom line, the best of the best would be to have whatever a person wants, being that there is a limitation as far as the Suda Mafseket is concerned, that it should be only one food, and it should not be, different types of foods, and a person should not have a feast. Suda Mafseket has to be only one food, and the minhag is to have like Suda Ha'avelim. Basically, either it's going to be hard-boiled egg, or it could be adashim, which is lentils, which is both of them considered to be Sudat Avelim. So, but a person cannot sustain himself and cannot be satiated based on all of this. So the best would be 2 hours before you would be allowed to have, let's say you want to have rice, you want to have different types of food, all sorts of food, as long as it doesn't contain meat or chicken. And it's not with wine. So with all different types of drink, you could have 2 hours before. Then in the middle, you interrupt to go to pray mincha. And then you come towards the afternoon, that means towards the sunset, and you will have a Suda Mafseket, which would contain, let's say, bread. We'll see this later on. This we'll discuss it with ashes. And also with either adashim or hard-boiled egg, and you say, we cut Amazon, and Shalom al-Israel. That would be the best of the best. And the fact that you have to interrupt is because of the idea of beracha shena siricha. That means, a person cannot say, we cut Amazon, and then say right away, hamotzi again. But that's a beracha shena siricha, which is a subcategory of beracha lebatala. So therefore, a person should lechatchila try to interrupt, says around 2 hours of interruption. So by the time you finish, by the time you, let's say, you study or you relax, and you go pray mincha, by the time you come back, so you'll start your meal again, and the last meal would be without sodas, without You know, you could have water, but recommendation would be just to have bread. We'll see later, as I mentioned, the way to do it with ashes, and either lentils or eggs, and also water and say bikkur hamazon.